Mining production has plummeted to a three-year low in February. Among the largest negative contributors to the print is gold production, while the largest positive contributor was the platinum group metals basket. Both these key to Sibanye-Stillwater's operations. The miner has been, however, battling labor unrest at its local gold units and will be heading into platinum wage talks with AMCU as well, which it's prepared for with a book build. Company CEO Neil Froneman joins us on the line to discuss all these moving parts and what it means for the direction of the company going forward. Thanks so much, Neil, for joining us on the line this evening. I was chatting to a broker today and he mentioned that the feeling in the market was that you were against rights issues at a point, or that it was a matter of last resort. Has it simply gotten to that point where you were out of all other options to shore up your balance sheet and that this was in fact a last resort?
Good evening, Alicia. No, absolutely, this is not a last resort. And just to be clear, this is not a rights issue. A rights issue that I think we were referring to, or the broker may have been referring to, is a deeply discounted rights offer. And that's what we said we would not do. In fact, we raised money at a 52-week high in our share price. That is very, very different. No, it's all part of an appropriately structured balance sheet, and our share price has been quite buoyant, and we took the opportunity to play some chess. So no, it's not a last resort at all.
Okay, so pulling the levers and leveraging off that share price, is this, along with the forward agreement struck with Citibank, enough to have sorted out your liquidity issues for now? Because you generated quite a bit of liquidity over the past week, but one wonders whether you will have to tap some of your other options soon too.
Alicia, again, we have said for some time we've got a number of instruments we're going to use to actually reduce our gearing on our balance sheet, our leverage. And some of these, including the stream we did last year, are instruments we've been working on. And they're designed to do two things. The one is obviously reduce leverage, but also it's about increasing liquidity, because we know we're moving into a very uncertain period. And this provides us with a real significant amount of liquidity, about 10 billion rand, which we think is prudent under the circumstances.
Absolutely. I mean, this in the context where you've already had a strike having cost you about 1.5 billion rand so far. So you're, creating this buffer, as you say, against the potential ramifications of a platinum strike, if those wage talks don't go the way you'd like them to. Do you see, the developments that have played out on the gold front so far, Neil, having now set a precedent for the platinum miners and, as their wage talks approach, and therein lying the need to buffer your balance sheet more so?
Going into any wage negotiation, you need to be perceived as strong. And in fact, not just perceived as strong, you need to be perceived you need to be strong, full stop. I think it's important going into platinum wage negotiations where we've had quite a buoyant PGM basket price. We need to do the right thing. We need to offer a fair wage offer. But I think wage offers above inflation have to be a thing of the past. They've impacted very negatively on sustainability in the mining industry. At the beginning of the show, you mentioned how mining production has fallen off and it's impacting on the South African economy. All of those things need to be taken into account, and we need to do the right thing. We cannot just dish out wage increases above inflation, and therefore we have to hold the line. And certainly, I think Sibanye has made the point that when we say no, we mean no, and we will not be bullied or threatened or leveraged into making the wrong decisions.
Neil, with that being said, what kind of progress are you making with AMCU? Because a scheduled briefing from the union for today was postponed, leaving the markets wondering, what's going on at this point?
Yeah, look, I don't think there's a negotiated settlement possible with AMCU. We are very willing to look after our employees and provide them with soft loans on returning. We are not willing to pay a comeback to work bonus. that's or an ex gratia payment. That makes a mockery of the Labor Relations Act and the whole principle of no work, no pay. Therefore, I don't think a negotiated settlement with AMCU is possible. We've made very good legal progress. Of course, they'll object to the legal process. But I think we're about 2 to 3 weeks away from having a court or a legal outcome that will declare the strike unprotected. And that's what we've been working towards for many months now.
Yeah. As we've both indicated, Neil, I mean, we've seen those gold production and numbers come through and stand as a big drag on the country's mining production numbers as a whole yet again. How much would workers going back to work necessarily help in getting, our national production out of the rut it's in?
It would be very significant. I think not only is it direct production losses, such as we've occurred, we've probably lost about 200,000 ounces of production due to the strike. But it's much bigger than that. It's a lack of, let's say, business investment in mining that's going to take place because it is becoming very difficult to operate in South Africa. The Labor Relations Act is not business friendly. We need to see a revision to the Labor Relations Act that creates a more level playing field. And once that happens, we've had an improvement in regulatory certainty, and together with that, once that happens, we'll have an environment where business will be willing to invest and create growth. Under these circumstances, it is very difficult to run a mining business.
Yeah, and with that being said, many are wondering, are you looking at other international assets for your stable? Because, where it's PGMs, as you've alluded to, that have saved you and cushioned you against the pressure you're facing within the gold space, one wonders what your long-term plan or strategy is for PGMs versus gold right now.
Look, we like gold as a commodity. There's not a lot of opportunity for expanding our gold business in South Africa. We would look forward to expanding it in other regions just because they are more shallow. There's more opportunity to improve productivity through mechanization. Our PGM business is large, and the vast majority of our income now comes out of PGMs, and more importantly, about half of it comes out of the US. So that's actually a very nice position to be in from a diversified income point of view. It makes us a lot more robust in situations like we are discussing now.
Well, let's leave it there, Neil. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Neil Froneman is CEO of Sibanye-Stillwater.